Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Monday afternoon. We're a week and a day, away from the actual election. But again, we keep hearing there are millions of people, 40 million, 50 million, 60 million. Every time I hear one of these reports from one of these mainstream news outlets, the numbers are different, which is why I'm concerned. In other words, if the report said, as of today at 8 a.m., there are, let's pick a number, 22,500,000 votes that have already been cast. You go, okay, well, they're counted, right? We know how many they're there. The problem is that the number is fluid and it's being monitored by people who have a vested interest in swaying the election. Please do not delude yourself into thinking that folks who are self-proclaimed real reporters and serious journalists are, in all cases, real reporters and serious journalists. Because there's a huge component of Democrat Party hacktivists who are there. They've been deployed to those newsrooms to provide news that tells you you shouldn't bother to vote. That's what part of this is. Part of this is a mind game. It's like psyops. So that's what has me concerned, and I will continue to be concerned, and I don't know what the answer is. I have the sneaking suspicion that some of this may wind up in the courts, right? How can you have an election and say, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to accept ballots, mail-in ballots, that are not postmarked or are postmarked after the election day, and we'll accept them whenever they get here, a week or two after the election. Oh, and by the way, even though the signature on that ballot does not match the signature on the voter registration, we're still going to count that. I know what you're thinking, Jeff, that's absolutely insane. No, it's not. That's Pennsylvania. That's the way it's headed in Pennsylvania. Battleground state, firmly in control on the part of the uber leftists. So anyway. What can I tell you? Oh, and by the way, Joe Biden is talking about taking 401ks and kind of smashing them up and taking the money and taxing it in weird ways. So on that note, I wanted to bring my friend Carl Carlson in on this. Of course, Carl from Carlson Financial is a guy who just, man, knows everything as far as financial services are concerned, and that's one of the many reasons we have Carl join us every Monday afternoon. Carl, I do appreciate you being here.
Well, I'm just glad I get to listen to a real and serious reporter.
Are you, well, turn back to me, will you? And
you're good.
Well, thank you. Now, listen, I have been reading these stories about Joe Biden's, I don't know, his hungry eyes, man. He's looking at my 401k, and maybe I'm nuts, but I don't think he's got my well-being close to his heart.
He doesn't seem quite that way, does it? I think
no.
I might be in agreement with you there.
All right. Can you
don't go messing with our 401ks.
Exactly. Can you explain to everybody, to the best of your knowledge, what is the Democrat plan? Because there are a lot of them talking about either taking the money or taxing the money, right?
Well, it's never been taxed.
Right.
Right, because it's tax deferred. You don't pay the tax on it, and you put the money in there, and it grows tax deferred, and you pay the tax when you take it out.
Right.
So it has never been taxed. So they're talking about trying to potentially figure out a way to tax it a little sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's tricky. 401ks, those types of retirement plans, are under the ERISA system, so the government has more control over those than they do, like, an IRA.
Oh, all
so
right. No,
if
well,
you
no,
can,
yeah.
You can roll money. If you're over 59 and a half and your company allows you to, you can roll money out, get it out into an IRA.
All right, so do me a favor, and I, you know, without getting too far into the weeds, because, you know, any number past nine, I get confused, but I have a 401k, right? Now, I've worked for the company. I've put money in. I maxed out my contributions. They make contributions, blah, 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 blah. So there are all sorts of rules. If I want to borrow my own money, I have to submit a blood sample, photos of all my children, you know, a hand-drawn Crayola picture of the, you know. But you're telling exactly. me that that's all somehow under the control of the government, right?
Right. Yeah. That's why I would, you know, if it's possible for you to, you know, the key thing is, number one, if you rolled money, if you're under 59 and a half,
yeah,
and you've rolled money from a previous employer into your current 401k, you can roll all that money back out to an IRA, which is typically what I recommend people do anyway.
Oh, really?
Because there you have more control over it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But
because I did exactly that when, you know, our radio station, and it's not a big secret, our radio station was sold a couple of years ago, and I rolled, you know, from previous employers. I thought, for me, I thought, oh, it'll be easy. It's all the same, you know, website.
Right.
But you're telling me, like, I can go in and I say to them, okay, everything I rolled over 3 years ago, give it back.
Yeah, I want to roll it out to my own IRA.
Wow, okay.
But, and then you can try to get out of that ERISA system.
Okay, so here's the problem I've got, Carl, I'm deadly serious, and I don't think I'm alone in this. Let's say I roll that money out of a 401k. See, I look at this and go, okay, the folks who are running the 401k plan, they certainly know more than I do. Now I roll it into the IRA. Who's gonna take care of that for me?
Well, you'd have to find a really good financial advisory firm, Jeff. Oh,
okay. Do you know of any? No, I'm just joking. Never mind.
I heard Carlson Financial.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I'm just getting back for that, hey, what a good reporter you are, crack, at the beginning. But but that is what you would do, right? I mean, a good quality firm, you guys, it wouldn't be left up to me to be reading the Wall Street Journal every day.
Right. So, and when you get into an IRA, you have a lot more choices than you do inside of 401k. Usually they're pretty limited. You got to have this or this. And when you get out to the IRA, the world is your oyster.
Interesting.
You can get into a lot more funds, and we can do a much better job when we have better choices.
Okay. And I would have better choices. I would certainly have more choices, right?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot more.
Wow. Yep. All right. Well, I didn't realize that.
And so, you can start to get out of that 401k system, and that's going to feel a little better, too.
Interesting. All right. And what are the rules? Let's say I do that. Let's say I say, all right, Carl, I want you to take this 401k money, put it in the IRA. You take care of it. Do I have access to it? Like, a lot of 401ks will say to you, okay, you can borrow, you know, let's say you want to put a room on your house, right? You can borrow your own money. Are you allowed to do that with IRAs?
Nope, not with an IRA. So you have that benefit with a 401k. However, I rarely recommend it because you end up getting taxed twice. And generally, I feel like getting taxed once is enough for me.
You are not a glutton for taxation, is what you're saying,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, fair enough.
Because here's what happens, Jeff. You put the money, you're putting that money in the 401k. You've never paid a tax on it.
Right.
Then you borrow the money. Okay. Still, you're good.
Yeah.
But then to get money to pay the loan off, you have to earn money, pay taxes, and then you put that money back into the 401k, and then you pay tax again when you take it out.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you know what? I'm not afraid to take a stand. I think that stinks. I'm against it. There we go. It's official, Carl.
I agree with you. Being taxed once is plenty good enough for me.
Exactly. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate the insight on that. I'll tell you what. Next week, if I can call on you to do this, would you mind next Monday, because it'll be the day before the election, can you give us a little insight? I mean, it can be partial, impartial, whatever. But how we should anticipate the government. In other words, if President Trump is reelected, are there certain things we should be investing in? If Joe Biden is elected, should there be certain ways we're looking at managing our money? Do you mind doing that?
I don't mind at all.
All right. It's like homework. Carl, as always, my friend, I appreciate you being here, and we'll talk again soon. That is Carl Carlson, please. Now, all kidding aside, if you are in that situation, I raised one that I think a lot of us are in. Right? You're in a 401k if you work for a company. I know I am. And I don't dislike it, but I listened to Carl saying you might be better off if you simply took your own money that you rolled over. I didn't even know I could do that. I thought that once I had rolled over these other things, that now it was just all together and I couldn't get it back. So that's interesting. I'm going to have to reach out to Carl during the week and see if he can help me understand that better. And if you've got the same questions, you listen to that and go, all right, Jeff, you should shut up more so Carl can tell us what the real deal is. Call Carl, okay? Seriously, call Carl. I'll give you his number in just a moment and sit down and let him explain to you everything that is involved in that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.